We're doing Maharal. We're starting a new series, the Maharal, the great rabbi of the city of Prague, who is a great halachic authority, not only a great thinker. And we're learning the Maharal's work, Derech Chaim, the way of life, his commentary on Pirkei Avot. Okay, the Maharal was a contemporary of the Rama. He lived approximately the time of Rav Yosef Karo, a little bit after Rav Yosef Karo. The Maharal's brother was the Chavrusa of the Rama. Okay? Rav Moshe Iserlish, who wrote the Rama on Shulchan Aruch, his Chavrusa was the Maharal's brother, Rav Chaim of the city of Prague. So we begin. Introduction. Hakdamat HaMechaber. Intro of the compiler. He begins with a verse from Proverbs, from Mishlei. The verse says, Ki ner mitzvah. A mitzvah is like a lamp. V'torah or in Torah is like light. V'derech chayim tochechot musar. So the name of the work is Derech HaChayim, the way of life. So the opening verse is Derech HaChayim, the way of life is tochechot musar. When we are corrected, when we are taught how to shift off of our mistakes into the right path. That's the word musar, to shift away from our mistaken inclinations to the correct path. Musar, to shift, to move over. When man, the man that God created on earth, sukaton an varafel, he is enveloped with a cloud and a fog, at shushif b'choshech v'lo or hu, he is as though he is sitting in the darkness. It's as though he has no light. He is in this dirtied physical body, and it's as though he is enveloped in darkness. It's as though he cannot find the door that will take him out to the east. Man is enveloped in darkness, and it is not so simple to find the path that will lead him to face Hashem. And even if the shine of the mind and the spark of the thought is his eyes, that should enlighten him on the path he should go on. That is only man's responsibility. In as much as man is man, God gave him a mind, so I'm in this darkness called a body, and my body has all kinds of inclinations, desires. And I'm looking for light, and I'm given this shining capacity, this thing called a mind. But you know what? The mind is one level of responsibility that man has. Uvehelo ner hasechel al rosho yeda ma sheyaseh mitzad shehu adam. The mind can only help a person find out what's right in as much as he is a human being. But the mind cannot deduce what is my responsibility being a chosen creature. The mind can deduce what's a way of life that's right for me in as much as I am a human being. Top of the what's it called? The chain, the top of the food chain, right? But what about the fact that I'm a chosen creature? That there's more to me than just being top of the food chain. Hashem chose me. Kmo Shem Yisrael, just as the people of Israel, Shebachar Hashem Barach Behem Mikol Amim, God chose them from all the nations. V'davar Zeh Ulemala Min HaSechel HaEnoshi, and that's beyond what human mind can encompass. My mind can figure out from what I see around me, from what I deduce from the physical world, what I'm supposed to live up to. But what about the higher level? I'm supposed to go beyond that. God has granted me a responsibility that's beyond being the top of the food chain. Well, that's not something that my mind will be able to deduce. V'lekach, el davar zeh sheilech achar boro v'liyot davek im Hashem itbarach. V'chidichtiv achar Hashem teleichu. So for this purpose, to go after His Creator, to connect to Hashem, blessed be He, as the verse says, go after Hashem, v'oto ta'avodu, serve Him, uvot tidbaku, and connect to Hashem, and koach b'maor hazeh shu asechel, that our mind, that luminary that's called the mind, that does not have that capacity. La'il darko. The mind cannot enlighten us. What's the path to connect to Hashem? Asher alav ma sheyesh lo lalechet achar bo'o. The mind will not tell us what I have to do in order to connect or to go in the footsteps that my Creator gave me. The mind can deduce something moral, something ethical, a certain minimum. But when I want to go beyond that minimum, I want to grow and be connected to the Creator, well, the mind is not going to teach me the path. How could it be that this luminary, the mind, the mind can choose what's fitting for me as a human being? So the mind can only deduce from a human perspective what's right for a human being. But what about from God's perspective? What are the things that Hashem wants me to do? How do I know how to connect to Hashem? Hashem's chosen us. So how does man find that great success to connect to Hashem? That's above the mind. That's beyond our capacity. No, not to that. So you want to know? How do you get that enlightenment? How do I know? Torah, mitzvot. Two components that will enlighten you. What was the pasuk he began with? Ner mitzvah, Torah, or. The mitzvah is the lamp, Torah is the light. You want to know how to connect to Hashem? It's not enough that you're a human being. They alone enlighten a man in this darkness to the point where the night will shine as though it's day. So how do we understand the verse? The verse says the mitzvah is like a lamp, the Torah is like the light. So the verse means to say the mitzvah is like a lamp. A lamp gives light, but the light is contingent on a body, it's contingent on a flame, it's contingent on a wick, it's contingent on a fuel. The light only lasts so long as you have a wick, you have oil, and you have a vessel holding it. It's not a light that's separate from a physical body. So it's a light that's contingent on something physical. And that's why the light of a lamp, the light of an oil lamp, is not such a great light. It's a light, but it's not the greatest. The kacha mitzvah, that's what a mitzvah is. A mitzvah is ordinarily performed by the tools of the body. Mitzvot are for the physical world. And when a person who has a physical body does an action that's called a mitzvah, so then the heavenly light shines on him. Eloki, mitzvat boro v'irtzono shel Hashem yitbarach, being that the action you just did is an action that God's mind, so to speak, has commanded. So I'm not just doing what I want. I'm doing what Hashem told me to do. And so I connect. And so there is that enlightenment. Lekach ha-mitzvah nikra ner. That's why a mitzvah is called a lamp. Aval ha-Torah nikret or. Torah is called the light. It's more than the lamp. Light, it means an enlightenment that's not contingent on anything physical. Something that's detached from anything physical. That's why the Torah is compared to a clear light. You're in the darkness. Every man is in the darkness, says the Maharal. We're born into a world where the only thing you know at the onset is, I want. It's the first sentence a child learns. I want, right? And some people remain children their whole life. I want, I want, I want. And then I'm supposed to detach from that darkness and discover a light. Says the Maharal, the first light you can discover is with your own mind. What am I supposed to do here? That can bring you up to a point. Then you're given something from above, which allows you to grow beyond that. I'm going to develop. I have to understand how to develop. Hashem gave me mitzvah. So the mitzvah brings me a notch closer. Now I can know an action I'm supposed to do in the physical world. And then I'm given Torah. Torah is not only about the physical world. Torah is a light that's a light from above. It's not contingent on the physical. I could sit here and learn the laws of bringing a sacrifice. I don't have a temple. But I'm still connecting to that light. a person isn't married and they learn the laws of getting married, having children, raising children, educating children. You're not, you're married. Doesn't matter. You're connecting to the light. The mitzvah is what I have in the physical world. There I do a mitzvah. Most mitzvot. The Torah is the light, and it gives much greater light than any mitzvah, and its light is not contingent on the physical. That's step one in the Maharal, where it's paragraph one. Yes. The Maharal goes on to the next paragraph. He quotes from Tractate Sota. The Talmud says, it's Zodrash Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi taught the following. The sages felt that this pasuk, the sages taught us that this pasuk is a core pasuk in Jewish philosophy. You'll see this pasuk quoted often. And the sages elaborated a lot on this pasuk. So the Talmud in Tractate Sota says the following about this pasuk. The verse tells you a mitzvah is like a lamp. And the Torah is like the light. Just as a lamp has a limited time that it gives light, Talmud says, mitzvah affords protection for a limited time. And the Medrash says, the verse tells you Torah is like a light, just as light can shine forever, so too Torah can protect you forever. What light were they talking about? They didn't tell us. But obviously, this is where the Maharal got this from, that when they spoke about light, they were not talking about a light from a lamp. Ubeyulze, says the Maharal, what this means. A mitzvah is a human action. Ven maaseh adam rak al yedei haguf, an action is done by a body. V'chol guf utachat hazman kasho yadua. And physical things are defined by dimensions. Physical things are also defined by the dimension of time. Anything physical is bound by time. And that's why a mitzvah that's done by the physical body has limited impact. It can protect a person for a time. That's why it says mitzvah is for a time. Torah is not limited to a body. Torah is something you're thinking, you're learning, you're understanding, you're teaching. She beloguf, it's without a body. She asagata sechel, it's the understanding of the mind. En laguf esikva, it has nothing to do with the body. V'chol davar sheino guf, eino tacht hazman. And when we speak about something that is not physical, concepts can be eternal. Thoughts can be eternal. And so Torah, it's not from the physical world, it is eternal. And that's why the Torah a person learns protects him forever. When we connect to the thoughts of Torah, so that's not bound by time. And that's why the Pasuk says, Kiner mitzvah. A mitzvah is compared to a physical lamp. The Torah is compared to an eternal light. These are the luminaries that light up a person's path to bring him to his purpose in life. Every creature is seeking to grow. To grow to where? To some level of connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That level of connection is through these two. Mitzvah and Torah. Obviously Torah being greater. You want to know how to get there? Here. The path is through mitzvah and Torah. We're just starting. He hasn't yet discussed, so where do ethics come in here? Where does Pirkei Avot come in? That's the end of the Pasuk. The path of life is called the guidance of Pirkei Avot, Tochachot Musar. So we've spoken about mitzvah, we've spoken about Torah. What about ethics? What about values? What about Pirkei Avot? That's the next paragraph. That's where he will explain the purpose of this book and the purpose of Pirkei Avot. And that, Bezrat Hashem, we'll see next time.